Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife. For the Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. Now then, if a man or a Christian or a person in church gets involved in some kind of sexual sin, how many of those is God going to avenge? How many? So here's a man, and he's 40 years old, and he wants to sow his wild oats. He's already got a wife and children, and he goes out and runs around with another woman and has sex with another woman thinking nobody will ever know. But he gets found out. Somewhere along the line, he gets found out. It may be 5 years or 10 years, but he gets found out. He's never repented. His family just are heartbroken, especially if he's got daughters, or sons usually, but especially daughters. Daddy, what do you mean running around on mama? Well, he makes a solemn oath, I will never do this again. And they all believe him. Well, 3, 4, 5 years goes by and he does it again. Now he's 50 years old and he does it again. And he gets found out. Somebody said, well, see, nothing happened to him. Yeah, it did happen to him. He got found out, and his children and his family are all upset at him. And then what we never realized, 5 years later, he comes down with cancer, prostate cancer. Just a coincidence, right? At 55. All men have prostate cancer at 55, right? No. Why do some have prostate cancer at 55? Whatever they sin with, that's where they get afflicted. So this guy thinks he's been getting away with everything. But God knows how much? Everything. Do you think you're going to get by with anything? No, you don't get by with nothing. Nothing. You know, that's just like the other day, and this is such a good story, when little Allison, you know, the little girl sitting right back on the back, 3 years old, a couple of years ago now, when she got healed of all her allergies, I mean, her mother and dad had to carry that needle, whatever it was, that package, that if she got any kind of nut, I mean, if they got peanuts or pecans or almonds or anything, just touch her little throat would just swell up and she would start choking to death. And they'd have to take that thing and stick it in her knee or in her thigh there or something and inject that thing. And then in a few minutes, everything would start going down. And when they came here, they were from Midland, Texas. And when they came here, I explained to them when they come up for prayer that she was under a curse. And I explained to them that it was probably mother's and dad's sins that had caused this little girl to be under this curse. And so whenever I explained it to them, they repented of all sins. A few of the things I said they had done, and they knew, and so they repented of all sin and asked God to forgive them. And then we took that wonderful scripture, Galatians 3, 13, 14, and we claimed the redemption from the curse over the little girl. I said, now then, I break the curse over you because Jesus paid the price here in Galatians 3, 13, 14. I said, it's done. Mother and dad's repented of their sins. I said, now you can go feed her and she can eat anything she wants to. And of course, mother turns and looks at me and says, are you sure? I said, well, I'm only sure it's God's word. Now then, how does faith come? By hearing the word of God. Well, see, they'd heard a little. They'd heard that God does heal at this place, so they came here to get their daughter healed. But when I did what God says, they have a problem believing it's done. It can't be that simple. Can't be that simple. You can't just speak a word and my little girl will be healed. But how's God sent? What does he send to heal you? His word. That's the way he does it. His word. He sends his word. So I told him, I said, if you don't have the faith now, then read those scriptures over and over till your faith comes. Read them out loud. And when it comes, then I said, go feed her. So it took them a week. And after a week, you know, they did. They had the faith. They went down and they fed her. And they left the needle at home and everything. Went down to the steakhouse and fed her some peanuts and some meat and everything else that she could eat before. And little Allison's never had a problem since then. She was totally, completely healed. Well, when we did their testimony a year later, they wanted to put it on TV. They said, the world's got to know what God did for us so they'll know they can believe. Well, I said, sure, we'd love to put it on television. So we went out there and we met them at the studio at GLC. And GLC was so gracious, you know, to let us film their whole story and put it on the air. And we did that. Of course, a copy of it's right back there. If you haven't seen Allison's testimony, you need to get it and listen to it. But anyway, little Allison come and jumped up in her mother's lap. We were getting ready to film, and she says something to her mother. And her mother said, Thurman, Allison wants to ask you a question. I said, sure. I said, come over here, honey. So she came over and jumped up my lap, and she says, Pastor Thurman, by this time she's about four. She said, every once in a while, mother and daddy ask me to do something I don't want to do. Have you ever seen a kid that their mother and dad ask them to do something they didn't want to do? Yeah, all the time. You know, and she said, do I have to obey them? I told her, I said, no, you don't have to obey mom and daddy. She said, I don't. I said, no, but I said, do you like being well? Oh, she said, I love being well. I said, then you have to obey mom and dad. She said, what do you mean? I said, the Word of God clearly says, children, obey your parents in all things, that it may go well with your life and you may have a long, healthy life. So I said, you know, God, no respect your persons, honey. You're a little four-year-old girl. But if you don't obey mom and dad, you already see what it's like to be sick for 3 years, right? And you didn't like it. Oh, no, I didn't like it at all. And I said, so do you want to stay well now? Or do you want to go back like you were and be sick? Well, I don't want to go back like I was. I said, then you have no alternative but to obey. I said, see, sometimes when you don't obey, God may not afflict you right here. I said, he may do it. In fact, let me tell you how he done one of his kings. God had a king, and the boy started out as a king when he was 16. His daddy died, and the boy was a 16-year-old king. And man, he was a good boy. Pleased the Lord in all things, it says. Wow, he's going and he's just doing all kinds of good things. And he gets married and he has a family and raising his own children. And man, he goes through life and he's so young and successful. And he gets up, I don't know how old, but probably his 20s or maybe 30s or whatever. And he's whipped so many other nations and done so many things. All of a sudden, he's Mr. Somebody. He's proud. Pride has crept into him. So he said, I'll just go in and sacrifice, and I'll go in and burn incense in the temple. I'm the king. Now, hey, the Word of God says that's only one group of people can do that. But after all, I'm the king. So he takes his incense burner and goes in there, and he starts burning incense. And the priest gets seven or eight big old men and says, King, please, you can't do this. Come out of here. He said, I'm the king and I'll do what I want to do. And he's screaming and hollering, you bunch, get out of here. And right now, I'm the king. I'll do what I want to do. And all of a sudden, broke out right in the middle of his forehead and started coming all down his body. God struck him with leprosy. Let me tell you, that got the boy's attention. But he went to a house and they locked him up in that place, and he spent the rest of his life in that house. And he died at 68 years old, and he never got well. That leprosy consumed him. Now then, will that get your attention? Somebody says, you know, God would never do nothing like that. Who do you think did that to that guy? God did it. Here he is in there. I'm the king. I'm proud. I run the show, not you boys. Look at all the good things I've done for Israel. I'm in control here. I'm going to burn incense if I want to. I don't care who said I can't do this. You boys say I can't do this. You're only supposed to do it. Well, let me tell you. Look at me. I happen to be the king. Now, you boys, get out of here. I'm going to do what I want to do. And while he's screaming and raging at the priest, I can just see that leprosy hits him right in the middle of the forehead and just starts coming all over his body. Whenever they say, oh, king, king, you've been struck with leprosy. Oh, I bet that got his attention, don't you? Yeah. And it got his attention forever. He died with leprosy. You know, that ought to make us think next time we lose it and start screaming at somebody. Hey, these are examples, right? You think God was pleased with his king? Now, he had done all those good things. He had reigned as a good ruler. But when he got to be a big boy, he thought he was somebody. See, he's still young. I don't know how old he was when that happened to him. But Uzziah was his name. It was in his 50s when that happened to him. But he died at 68. And from the time that hit him till he died, he was a leper. And he was locked up in a house. And he could no longer rule his country. His son had to do it for him. If God says that's for one, that particular job is for the priest, then what do you think he means? It's for the priest. And you can't come in and say, well, look at me. I'm somebody. Hey, if you want to walk in God's power, there's one thing you've got to learn to do. Humble yourself and say, Jesus, you're in control. I just get to serve you, and I'm so grateful. Because if you start saying, hey, look at me, I'm somebody. Hey, I don't want leprosy to hit me, do you? No, not at all. Praise God. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. You know, if you were to check out people's lives that the man has committed adultery on his wife, you'll find out consistently that those men are sick and afflicted and die earlier than a normal man. And people don't ever understand why. But who was judging that guy? God was. I was talking to a lady the other day, and I said, where's your husband? She said, oh, he died at about 60. I said, wow, about 60. And I'm adding, she's 80. And I says, wow. I said, he died early, huh? Yeah. I said, I just asked a question. Did your husband ever commit adultery on you? She says, yeah, twice. What does that tell you? If he hadn't committed adultery on her twice, he might still be alive with her today. You know that? But who judged him? God did. How many adulterous sins does God let get by? None. He judges them all. You don't get by with nothing from God. People don't understand this. They don't understand. They just don't understand. Verse 7 and 8. God has called us to be holy, not to live impure lives. And if you don't do what he says, he will judge you. Now, I'd like, hey, he promised me 70 or 80 years. I'd like to live at least 80, wouldn't you? So what do I have to do to live that 80? Be holy. That's exactly right, girl. Be holy. Anyone who refuses to live by these rules is not disobeying human rules, but is rejecting God who gives his Holy Spirit. So if you break God's rules, he's going to judge you, isn't he? Yeah. Now then, if you obey his rules, what's he going to do? Going to bless your socks off. That's what we all like, isn't it? We all love to talk about the blessings, but we don't like to talk about the curses. Verse 9 and 10. But I don't need to write to you about the Christian love that should be shown among God's people. For God himself has taught you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong toward all the Christians in all of Macedonia. Even so, dear brothers and sisters, we beg you to love them more and more. That's something we can't do enough, can we?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, God Exposes Our Secret Sins, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.